If you're paralyzed, you don't have to stay paralyzed.
Hvis du lam, så trenger du ikke være lam.
If you've got diabetes,
hvis du har sukkersyke,
with the doctors it's impossible.
For legen er det umulig.
But with Dr. Jesus it's easy.
Men det enkelt for Dr. Jesus.
He heals you.
Han helbreder deg.
He wants to give you sight.
Han vil gi deg syn.
He wants to give you power.
Han vil gi deg kraft.
And number three. Jesus, I believe you are curing the people.
In 9 years, more than 132,000 people have been diagnosed with the disease in the United States. Nearly 81,000 have died.
Goth Radio with your host DJ D. Brings best in goth, dark wave, death rock, hard punk, psychobilly, industrial, and Scandinavia tonight. Here till 10, Words of Wisdom coming up at 9. Last week, the Finland show went over really well, so tonight we're doing nothing but bands from Norway. So we're going to spend the entire night in Norway tonight. We're going to get goth rocky, we're going to get post-punky in the first half, and the second half, kids, is going to be hard. It's going to get real hard and real black. Strap in. It's 248 days until Halloween, kids. I'm DJ D, and this is Dark Entries Goth Radio.
Yeah.
upstairs right before the show to the Grand Marketplace. I'm just going to get a little bite to eat before the show. And they had a cabinet down there. It's got muffins and bagels and things. I'm thinking I should have gone bagel. A muffin can be very filling, if Seinfeld has taught us anything. And I'm a muffin man, but I also like bagels quite a bit. And the lady down there saw me looking through the cabinet, and I guess they're about to close up or whatever. She's like, hey, get something out of there, whatever you want. It's free. It's on me. Don't worry about it. You don't have to pay for it. So I'm like, oh, great. So then now the pressure's on because they're trying to close up and trying to kick people out. I'm like, I don't know where I'm going. If I'm going muffin, if I'm going bagel, I don't know which way I'm going because bagel... I didn't see any butter. I like butter on the bagel, but then I also like jelly, and then it's a mess thing, and then you gotta get the knife, but I really want a bagel, but the muffin's quick, and I didn't see the kind I wanted, because it's like, it's got some kind of red berries. I think it's a cranberry thing. I'm a blueberry man. I'm eating some kind of red berries right now. I can't complain. It's a free muffin, but I think I might have gone the wrong way. I think I made a... I should have gone a bagel. Hey, we're doing a radio show. Hey, kids, what's this? Dark Entries Goth Radio, also, aka Dark Entries Muffin Talk Radio, on your WSC 90.5 FM Columbia. I'm going to change it to Dark Entries Muffins of the Macabre. So, yeah, on the radio here till 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, you're going to have a Words of Wisdom on your 90.5 WSC FM Columbia. I'm your host, DJ D. And I was saying earlier that we did a nice finish show last week, playing a lot of things from Finland. That wasn't the entire show, but it made up a big chunk of it, and I decided that I wanted to do a sort of a Scandinavian series. So we're going to continue that tonight, and we're going to make our way through Scandinavia. Next week, I'm thinking Sweden, and we'll see where it goes from there. Of course, we got our annual Goddesses of Goth show coming up in March, like we do every March, and for Women's History Month. But for tonight... we're going to hang out in Norway for a while, pretty much for the whole show. It's going to be a little bit softer, a little bit more post-punky kind of in the first half. We got Words of Wisdom, of course, coming up at 9, and then at 10, in the second half, things are going to get really black and really hard, and it's going to take a turn. So if you're not down with the devil, I'd recommend maybe... maybe turn the radio down a little bit in the second half. Don't go anywhere. Just brace yourself. So that's happening. If you get any requests in that vein, give me a call. It's 803-576-9872. That's 803-576-WSC. Or you can hit me up on the Twitter at @DarkEntriesDJD. Better yet, the best thing you can do is join in on the Facebook discussion that's going on right now. Just go to the Facebook page for Dark Entries Goth Radio. Find the post I put up earlier today. And you can find the official comment thread and just reply back to that. And that's where you can join in on our discussion and make requests. That's probably the fastest, easiest way to do it, because then I can just kind of get it right then and there. Keep in mind, we are playing nothing but Norwegian artists tonight. So be sure to keep it in that world. And to that end, appropriately enough, here's a little bit of... would have Oliver with a track called Norwegian Gothic on your Dark Entries Goth Radio. When you think about it, sins of our fathers, their land and nature, amusement and abuse in the old farmhouse. Thank you. kids, finish up, I guess, the first proper set of the all-Norwegian show that we're doing tonight. We started the whole show off there with some stuff from Det Gilne Triangle with a track called Maskindis. Over after that with Norwegian Gothic. Theater of Tragedy in there with Cassandra and Elusive is what we just heard with a track called Gemini. The other great thing about tonight's show is you guys get to listen to me try to pronounce Norwegian band names and song titles, which is, we all know, is going to be a lot of fun. For you, anyway. Still regretting this muffin purchase, by the way. This thing's crumbling all over the place. I'm making a huge mess. I don't know what kind of berries in this. I think it's a cranberry or something. I'm a blueberry man. It's nothing worse than, a bad muffin purchase. Anyway, hey, we got some stuff happening. The main thing that you guys need to know is that, guess what, kids? The Nightosphere is back. The Nightosphere with DJ Mantis is going to be back on tonight at midnight at the witching hour, going from 12 to 2. If you don't know what that is, Nightosphere used to be the show that came on after mine for a good year or two. The best metal show on the radio, as far as I'm concerned. DJ Mantis really knows his stuff. He's been in here and hung out with me a few times. He's turned me on to a lot of bands that I otherwise would not have known about. The guy's just absolutely phenomenal as far as his metal knowledge. So, yeah, it's going to be really good. It's going to be it's weird that it's come back on tonight, of all nights. This was not planned at all. I actually had my whole playlist pretty much in place and cemented in, before I even found out. I just found out today myself he's going to be back on. So I was actually just finishing up the playlist, and all of a sudden he hits me up and goes, "Hey, I'm back on tonight," and I didn't even know myself. And it's you know, he plays a lot of Norwegian type stuff, but he's not going to do it, I guess, so much tonight. But he comes back on the same night that I'm playing a lot of black metal in the second half of the show, so it kind of fits. I only wish he was actually coming on right after me instead of at 12, but we'll take what we can get. So, 12 o'clock, 12 to 2, so definitely tune in for that. It's phenomenal. The other big thing is we got a little bit of horror news happening, just some stuff I want to talk about. Bill Moseley is coming out with a new movie. I think this is coming out in April or June or something like that, sometime in the summer, called Crippitus, where he plays apparently a clown that eats kids. I suggest you guys check out the trailer. I was just watching it earlier today. It actually looks like it's going to be kind of low budget, but a lot of fun. I think he's going to be at the Mad Monster Party. That's coming up next month. I cannot wait for that. I'll go ahead and tell you right now, there's going to be a weekend coming up in March, I think, around the 24th or so. I'm not going to be here. The show's not going to happen because I'm going to be hanging out with horror people. A lot of big names are going to be there, as they always are. They moved the venue to Rock Hill, which is good and bad. Rock Hill's closer to here than Charlotte is. It's only about 45 minutes away. Charlotte's about an hour and a half drive from here. But the only thing is I've been so used to it being at that same hotel in Charlotte, and I just have so many good memories attached to that it's not going to be the same. I don't care what venue they put it in, it's just not going to be the same, It's not going to have the same feel, but I can't complain. I'm going to be meeting Billy Dee Williams and Ric Flair in, a month, so that's happening. Because they're known for horror, right? So what else is happening? American Horror Story, that's going to be coming back soon. I'm kind of jazzed about that. They're going to take a political bent with that. Apparently there's going to be a Trump-type character in there, which leads me to the next thing I wanted to talk about. Apparently witches are cursing Trump now. This is where it's getting... I guess you guys probably heard this story, that witches are actually, all banding together over the internet to cast spells on Trump to... President Trump to... I'm sorry. Excuse me. I have a hard time with those words. President Trump really have a hard time with those words. I can't say that. That guy... They're binding him, apparently. Get together casting spells on this guy to try to stop him and all his ridiculous ways. I think it's hilarious. I think it's great. Doubt anything's going to come of it, but one can hope. I don't know. We're all probably screwed one way or the other. But anyway, so in that spirit, actually, the next two songs are actually going to go out to old 45 We're going to have some Thor's Hammer in there because we are doing a Norwegian show, and you cannot do a Norwegian show without Thor's Hammer. The track is going to be called Troll, appropriately enough. And before that is what you're going to hear right now is Funeral with Facing Failure on your all-Norwegian edition of Dark Injuries Goth Radio. We're going to knock those two out, then we'll come back, and we're going to get into some post-punk kids. Be right back after this.
We'll be right back.
Hey, kids. So that was a request of Wardruna, actually, going out to Manna's Porch. Manna's Porch of sausages and mustard, apparently. And had a small set after that with... some Thor's Hammer. Start off, there was some Funeral. Sorry, I had some Funeral in there with Facing Failure. Thor's Hammer in there with Troll and Request of Wardruna after that. We're coming up on 9 o'clock, so we are going to knock out our post-punk set, which I think you guys are going to enjoy quite a bit. And then we're going to have some Words of Wisdom from Manson, and then come back, and we're going to get nice and dark and hard in the second half. So strap in. It's going to get real interesting. But speaking of strapping in, this is going to have about six songs in this set, and they're all moderately of length. So I think you guys are really going to enjoy them. They're not too short, not too long, but they're just, good satisfying length, I think. I think they'll... get the job done. So, all post-punky sort of synthy type stuff. And we are going to knock this out, and then we're going to come back right after this. So, enjoy. Starting off with some E-Man on your Norwegian edition of your Dark Infinity Job Radio.
несчастья нет.
Thank you.
All right, kids, it is about 9 o'clock. That's set. We had some stuff from us, our little post-punk stuff. I hope you guys enjoyed that. And now comes a time when you get to hear Deej try to read Norwegian band names and song titles. E-Man with, I'm going to go ahead and guess, Jaeger Modern. The Cut after that with The Crowd, that was the name of the song. Program 82 after that with Having Fun. Holy Toy after that with Meeting 2. Apparently Holy Toy actually has made a pretty big name in the Norwegian post-punk scene. I was kind of looking into them a little bit today. Honestly, was not really too familiar with them until earlier this afternoon, but they're apparently somewhat of a big deal. I actually like that track quite a bit, so I'm going to look more into them. Circus Modern is what you just heard just now with, I'm assuming this is Stoat. I don't know, S-T-O-T. That rounds out the post-punk set for tonight. This is Dark Entries Goth Radio, 90.5 FM Columbia, WSC FM. And I'm your host, DJ D, here until 10-ish, bringing you tonight Norwegian goth rock post-punk. And what's going to become a big injection of black metal, kids. that's going to be coming up in the second hour. But as we always do at 9 o'clock, we're going to have our words of wisdom from Uncle Charlie before we get into that. So that's coming up right after this.
On the road again.
Nearly 700,000 Americans were arrested on marijuana charges last year. That's an enormous waste of law enforcement resources and terribly unfair to those arrested and their families. It's time we stopped arresting adults who smoke marijuana responsibly. For more information, visit Normal's website at www.normal.org or call toll-free 888-67-NORMAL and tell them Willie sent you.
You are currently listening to WUSC FM and HD1 Columbia. We'll try not to disappoint you.
Oh, mama could pile a field of one hand, drop down off as well as a man. When it came to increasing disease prevention, from milk to lactate, I go by the breastfed exclusively for up to 6 months. Call 1-800-944-WOMAN to get the full story. This message brought to you by WSC FM Columbia and the Ad Council. Y'all breastfeed now, you hear?
Do you get tired of styling your hair every day? And do you want a good hairstyle every day? Hi, I'm Sarah Schuster. I went on a website called inventnow.org, and after that, I decided to invent something too. Something called the Insta-Do. Just imagine, you just put it over your head like a helmet does, and you pick your hairstyle with the buttons on the side. And you can have instant hairstyle in seconds. People like it. People like Jeff Bart.
I like it.
And people like Kenneth.
It's this helmet thing, and it fits over your head, and it's
great.
Thank
you, Kenneth. You should go to inventnow.org, and it could help you come up with your own invention. After all, look at me on the radio now.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions, or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
If you choose to fight, then remember these are the places to hit. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes are easily poked. Ouch! The knees are easily kicked out. The groin is a sensitive spot. When
Self-defense is anything we do to make our lives safer on a daily basis. Self-defense is fighting with our fists, yelling, telling him to stop looking at us, running away, listening to our gut instinct, getting support, knowing that we are worth defending, talking about what happened.
Playing rock!
And playing rock. The goal of self-defense is to provide all women, children, queers, people of color, and targeted communities with options and skills that are effective and practical, no matter what our experience, age, level of fitness, or shape of body may be.
There was a hole in the wall gang there.
Why don't you want to talk about it, Charles? Why don't you want to?
Because I'm an outlaw, and I go so far, and then that's all you know.
And if you did,
that's like asking Jesse James.
And if, as others have written and as others have testified and as the media has reported, you did that.
Yeah.
And you sent your friends back in to do the deed. Aren't you a coward?
My friends back in to do the terrible deed.
Doesn't that make you a wicked deed?
Did we have the castle there with the vampires and the Frankenstein and the bugs and lizards dying in the desert? Do we have the water that's dying and the whales are being killed and the seals are
here
dying?
We go again. Lay it off on somebody else. Let's point to all the other
instances. I'm in the world all by myself.
Yeah, on this one you are.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It was okay, if that's the way you see it for you.
Well, whether you like it or not, Charles, all those things that happened that August in Los Angeles are identified as the Manson killings.
Yeah.
So you can sit here and talk to me about the whales in Hiroshima, and you can sit and talk about the environment and the Great Lakes, and that's all fine. But what it really comes down to in this particular instance is that this one is your ballgame.
If I can get some help from the doctors, then I can get my mind straightened out a little bit, and maybe I can come back and play like a human.
Oh.
right, kids. Nice little... We'll just let that play for the last 20 seconds or so as we finish up that set. Well, it's not really a set. It is, again, my attempt at pronouncing Norwegian underneath our Manson. It's Montage, I guess, with a track called Europa Eterregnet. Yeah, we'll go with that. Sure, sure. And Ipsy's frantically and angrily typing something somewhere, I'm sure. Dark Entries Goth Radio is on your radio. Got about 40 minutes left to get you guys out of here in the most blackest and hardest way possible. Mm-hmm. And luckily, I have someone here who knows way more about that than I do, even though I've put together a fairly decent set list. I got someone here who's probably going to inject a lot of thought and help me out with it. I wonder who that could be.
Evening, everyone. You know who I am. DJ Mantis, your friendly neighborhood metal DJ, with the newly revived, Nightosphere here at WSC FM and HD1 Columbia.
Look who's here, kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm sitting here playing this, doing the show, uh-huh. And like he's playing a track or whatever. And all of a sudden, I get a text from a number. I guess I didn't realize for whatever reason that the name didn't pop up. Just a number popped up on my phone. And it just said three words, check the door. It was the creepiest text I know ever. And like, I expected there to be a zombie on the other end of the door.
Well, not so much the zombie. More like someone of Not to This World. Well, yeah. Exaggerating, but...
Yeah.
But when it comes to expertise, I'm sure the gap has been narrow. Where I'm pretty sure you're up to par where I am. So
I wouldn't say that.
So
I mean,
if it's any consolation, I'm playing a good chunk of my set that's going to have some occult rock. So
yeah. I'm jazzed about mm-hmm. that. Jazzed to see where that's going to go. No, I our taste kind of dovetail quite mm-hmm. a bit, but you definitely know much more on the metal side than I do for sure. We'll be talking. Mantis just throws names around of bands that, like, you know, I've heard of about 75% of them or know some of them, but sometimes he's like, oh yeah, and so and so was a drummer of this, and then you know, mm-hmm. one time he also played in this band, and then you know, I hung out with so and so one time and did a bender in Tijuana with you know, the ex drummer from Immortal one time. No, just making stuff up. It sounds like something Mantis would have done. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, well, when in doubt, always check Metal Archives. And,
yeah.
And that's why I've done. I always check Metal Archives because it shows you know who's in what band and producers, yeah. guest stars,
yeah.
guest vocals, and session members. So they've basically they're the all knowing. Wisdom of the internet.
Yeah, you kind of turned me on to that too. Like I didn't really know about them that much, and I've used that since I heard you talk.
And of course, they have a very interesting April Fool's tradition. So,
oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't name any of them right now. So yeah. Outside my head, but all I know is that whenever April Fool's comes up, or it's actually coming up very soon, actually. Well, 2 months from now, but they'll probably just figure out what are you going to do next? They did this last year. What are they going to do this time? So we'll see.
I've got an idea for what I want to do for like an April Fool's show. It kind of wouldn't work unless the show actually literally falls on April Fool's. Hmm. Otherwise, it's just stupid. You know, otherwise,
let's
it's
see.
Kind of annoying. I'm going to look to see. I'm looking at the calendar right now, actually. Let's see what. It does.
Oh, Saturday?
It does. Yeah, it's a Saturday.
Uh oh.
Yeah. I've had
the stars have the stars have aligned.
Yeah. I have an idea. I've had an idea for a couple of years, kind of what I wanted to do.
Uh-oh.
So I might. I don't know. You guys, watch out.
Oh, here we go. You've heard it here at Dark Energy's Goth Radio. So, Dark 2017.
Spoil it completely by even saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. So you actually like in real life. You actually have met quite a few bands. Really cool.
Let's
bands,
see. Well. I have had the chance to go to Maryland Death Fest 2014. That's where I met a good chunk of them.
Yeah.
So, and of course, I was acquainted with the guys from Horrendous, who were originally from Columbia. So, mm-hmm. and actually, they're playing at Charlotte. It's coming March, and I'm probably going to see them.
Oh, that's cool.
So,
that's
cool. Yeah, they're opening for Creator, and. Obituary is touring with them too, so.
Oh wow!
It's going to be an interesting lineup.
When is Death Fest anyway? I always forget.
It's always Memorial Day.
Yeah.
So the problem is that because of that, you have to deal with the DC traffic, Yeah. And rule of thumb is everything between Richmond and Baltimore is pretty much clogged.
Oh, jeez.
So, and of course, it's, I lucked out somehow. And looking back at it, there were so many things that could have gone wrong that I've kind of just winged it and somehow stayed 3 days and drove back and then thought about what just happened. So
God, but that's a show though. I would love to go to that. Yeah, so. That's awesome. Well, we're not gonna. We only got 30 minutes, and I'm gonna try to squeeze this whole set in, so we're not gonna waste much more time. We'll talk a little bit maybe after this is over. After this set's over, I'm gonna knock this out. I think you kids are gonna enjoy it. So I know you're gonna enjoy it. Hopefully. So, strap in, kids. If you've been listening so far, it's gonna take a turn. Just letting you know, it's about to get real dark and real hard. So. As we delve into Norwegian black metal, probably for the rest of the show, show tonight. So, here we go.
What is the primary ideology or primary ideas that fuel Gorgoroth's music?
Satan.
What does Satan embody, or what does he represent?
Freedom.
I think whether we like it or not, black metal in Norway is known for a string of events that happened in the early 1990s around a series of arsons. I'm interested to know your thoughts on the actions of those events, the motivations behind those events, whether you agree with them, whether you disagree.
Church burnings and all these things are, of course, a thing that I support 100%, and it should have been done much more and will be done much more in the future. We have to remove every trace from what Christianity and the Semitic roots have to offer this world.
We'll be right back. Yeah.
Hey kids, I'm back. DJ D here. That was Dark Throne with the Pagan Winter, and we had just before that some stuff from Gorgoroth, Sign of Open Eye. I really hate to do this. I actually have to. I'm going to have to wrap up quick. Something just came up, a little bit of an emergency, and I have to go. The playlist and everything is going to, all this is going to be uploaded on the podcast later. You can reach at darkentriesgothradio.podbean.com. And reach me on Twitter at DarkEntriesDJD. I can't really go into it. I've just got to go. I'm going to go ahead and switch over to other programming right now. But thank you so much for listening tonight, and hopefully I'll see you next week. Thanks a lot.